News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
House prices could reach the Celtic Tiger levels. Property experts are warning that the current market is on fire. We will soon face the same house price levels as we remember from 2006. God forbid, please, no. To discuss this, I'm joined by Conor Skehan, former chair of the Housing Agency and lecturer in planning at Technological University in Dublin, and also Dr. Rory Hearn, author of Housing Shock, The Irish Housing Crisis and How to Solve It. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome. Thank you for joining us. Rory, I'll start with you. You do believe that we're on our way back to Celtic Tiger levels. Why, and what do we do about it?
Well, I think we are absolutely. When you have to look at the turn in the last couple of months in terms of the increase in house prices, I think that there's a number of factors combining. You know, some people have made savings over COVID. People, you know, moved back in with parents. They put savings together and are now out trying to buy. We've seen the significant fall in supply of housing, building of housing during the COVID period, and we're also seeing. A significant factor as well, which I've been pointing out, which is the role of investors in buying up housing. And a lot of people have been asking this over the, you know, I suppose last 4 or 5 years, is how have house prices continued to rise when there's not an expansion, any significant expansion of lending? And of course, that is because we have a new entry into the Irish housing market over the last 6-7 years, which is the investors, global investors, real estate investments, buying up significant amounts of property, which adds to that pressure. We also have a problem where we have a rental system in Ireland, which is insecure, which is unaffordable, and people feel they have no option but to buy a home in order to get a secure home. And we're seeing this having devastating impacts on people. You know, people are contacting me with stories of having to make horrendous choices between, you know, they feel, you know, for example, putting off children, trying to save money in order to pay rent, and then reaching the point where they can't have children. It's, you know, people talking about emigration, people talking about staying in failed relationships, having to live in box rooms or sheds in gardens. And underlying it really all is the supply of affordable housing has been, there hasn't been any in the last 10 years. Government hasn't built social housing on any scale. It hasn't built any affordable housing. And we have a private market, which is really, since the crash, has been in one or other form of dysfunction, has failed. So we have government policy failing and we have the private market failing, combined with this new entry of global investors, which has just created this very bad situation.
Sorry, good points and well made. I want to bring Conor Skehan in. Conor, what do you have to say to that?
Well, house prices are increasing. And many of the factors that are involved in it have been correctly, as always, identified by Rory there. As to whether the core of your question and the core of recent newspaper readings are, is that going to go back to Celtic Tiger levels? The answer is no. And I think we have to be aware of the fact we're standing on the edge of the precipice of the type of snowballing of alarmism that gave rise to the last one. Remember,
okay,
the last crisis was caused.
Sorry to interrupt you, Conor. Right? No, sorry to interrupt you. But I take your point. And let's not get above ourselves and start panicking. But the median price for a new built home in Dublin is 400,000 k. You'd need to have an income of at least 100,000 k to even get a mortgage, if you could. Now, that scares the daylights out of people.
Correct. And it's going to continue to move and shift around. We're going to see, for instance, an increase in houses in rural and in peripheral areas in the next 12 months. So we're going to have new alarmist headlines saying house prices are going up in Dingle and Donegal, and that's also going to start to happen. As I said, there are a series of factors. Rory has correctly identified each of them. The core of the question is this going to go back to Celtic Tiger levels, which is out-controlled housing caused by a combination of very poor government policies that originally encouraged people to invest, not just buy, and also the over-provision of the houses themselves.
So you don't see the government making the same mistake again? No. And to that end, by the way, the government's got a its Housing for All plan is due to be announced next month, I think, and they're going to incentivize the elderly to downsize, remove height caps in cities. I think there's something like 90,000 vacant units which are going to be brought into use, and they're also going to look at the constitutional rights and protections for property, and possibly expanding CPO powers for local authorities as well. Do you think that would be enough to A, prevent us going back to where we were in the Celtic Tiger years, but also, are these the kind of answers to the problems that we need?
Generally, yes, except for the big one that Rory always calls this right. The big one is protecting the rental market. We've got to do an awful lot to manage that better.
Okay, Rory. He takes all your points, but he doesn't agree with you. What do you say to Conor?
Well, I think that I do think house prices are going to continue to rise. I think that they're completely unsustainable, but they are going to continue to rise unless something dramatic changes. We've seen this in the UK as well, that, you know, government has been tinkering around the edges there, didn't make any dramatic, you know, increase in supply itself of affordable and social housing, and prices continue to rise there. But of course, they will fall at some point, and we will see a crash at some point. The question is when. But I do think they're going to go beyond Celtic Tiger levels. Okay. I think, though, importantly, we have seen that fundamentally, if you don't make changes like, and Conor is right about the rental market, for example, removing the ability of landlords to evict tenants easily, giving lifetime leases. We have to make the private rental system in this country secure for people. And secondly, the government has to build that supply. And I think the ESRI has set out it could borrow 4 to 7 billion. Okay. We should be seeing an emergency budget pumping that money into building affordable housing by local authorities, cooperatives, and housing associations.
Sorry, Rory and Conor, I apologise to you. I'm up against it time-wise here. We're going to leave it at that. But this is one that we're going to come back to. But the one thing I will leave both of you with, and indeed the people listening, is that the Taoiseach, and probably next Taoiseach of the country, has been saying that home ownership is already out of reach for too many people. And that's not a good place to be for a modern European nation, as we like to pride ourselves on.